when it was told Saul, he sent all the messengers, and they prophesied likewise. And Saul sent messengers again the third time, and they prophesied also. Then he also went to Ramah and came to a great well that is in Seku, and he asked and said, where are Samuel and David? And one said, behold, they are at Naioth in Ramah. And he went thither to Naioth in Ramah, and the Spirit of God was upon him also. And he went on and prophesied until he came to Naioth in Ramah. And he stripped off his clothes also and prophesied before Samuel in like manner, and lay naked all day and all night. Wherefore they said, is Saul among the prophets? He prophesied naked. The power was so intense. He was coming close to somewhere. He still heard as he was prophesying. He had an intention. But when he came too close, he had to become naked. The dose that was coming out of somewhere was too intense, that when he caught it, he prophesied naked morning and evening. There is a drink that is drink indeed. A wine that never came out of the fiber of plants, wherein holy men drank and became drunk, and they speak with the mouth of God. He prophesied naked. Morning and evening. The accuracy of his utterances were such that people wondered, he saw among the prophets. They had to trace his genealogy, and they discovered that no prophet came from his family. How come he utters words with so much precision? It was not about Saul, it was about the environment. There was a prophet called Samuel. He carried so much of God that his city came under the influence of his anointing. Say, Lord, I want to drink that drink that is drink indeed. He prophesied naked. My God, you know, he was coming with armor, so he had to remove iron armor. Armor, you cannot remove your armor without taking note. He prophesied naked morning and evening. I remember some years ago we went for a meeting in Zaria, and this thing happened, and some people, me, I don't know, it was word of knowledge. Till evening I was seeing visions and speaking, and somebody misplaced his key through word of knowledge. It was traced by word of knowledge. He prophesied naked morning and evening. Wherefore it was said, he saw among the prophets. No wonder it was written concerning Zion, that upon Mount Zion, when you come to Zion, there is an anointing that is precedent. It occasions your deliverance, so much so that if your possessions have been taken by the enemy, it was on Zion that you possess it. It's just like a thief goes out to steal, and then because he stole, the anointing of Zion makes him to bring everything he stole and kept on the mountain. So when you come to Zion, you possess back. Those were anointings. There were anointings that were held up in territories, in regions. But in the day of Samuel, the borders of Israel were kept by power. There was no need to say, we are raising an army to defend. His anointing kept the nation. It was because of this discipleship that David received that he also prophesied, because he was with Samuel in Ramah. He used to go there once and again. He was not only the sweet psalmist of Israel, but he spoke about the visions that he captured of heaven. It was the anointing of Samuel that was operating in the life of David. If Saul had continued, he would have also developed that prophetic dimension. We are talking about a contagious spirit, something that can haunt you in your sleep. It can haunt you in the bus. It can provoke something on the inside. And he prophesied from morning until evening. We want to ask God, bring those days back again. Bring those days back again. Wherein men will drink the wine that is wine indeed. I want you to cry, bring those days back. Where the vile man will sing the songs of Zion. Where the wicked man will be caught in the heart. And he will speak and give glory unto the God of heaven. Bring those days back again. We need that time again. We need that time. Bring them back again. Bring those days. We want to drink that wine that is wine indeed. To function under the influence of your spirit. That God will think through our thoughts and speak through our vocal cords. In the Baborana Kasaya la Baba. Is Saul among the prophets? Is he among the prophets? Prophesy from morning until evening time. We need that drink again. Sabona makande boboria mahai. Sarima mara habrasa komori. Sababo sandeta habrasa labaradamo. Open unto us the floodgates of the heavens. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the strength of the Lord seize mortal men. Let them speak for God. Let them prophesy in the name of the Lord. Let the hand of God become strong on your life. Aboranama Santa Baboria. Sebratela esa sono compare. Manda baba la baba 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 baba. Oh 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 oh. There is a drink that we will drink tonight. Enlarge the place of your tent. For God will cause you to break forth on every side. Thank you.
We give you praise, we give you glory. In Jesus' name.
Now, time is always not our friend. Obviously, we're supposed to ride on this cloud until we get to high places in the spirit.